Utah Democrats vote to keep the caucus convention system, Utah child well-being continues its slide downward, and embattled Attorney General John Swallow tells a group of Republicans he's having the time of his life. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, June 24th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Utah Democrats voted this weekend to keep their current method for electing candidates to state and county offices, a system they share with Utah's Republicans. KUER's Whitney Evans has the story.
The big question at Saturday's convention in Ogden was whether to keep the caucus and convention system or move to a direct primary. Typically, when members of Utah's minority party are at odds, it's because there is a Republican in the room. But when top Democrats gathered this Saturday to elect party officers and decide the fate of the caucus and convention system, they were split.
With 53.3% of the vote, the caucus system was the one that will prevail.
Speaking prior to the vote, convention delegate Chris Thomas says she favors switching to a direct primary, which would allow candidates to get on the ballot before being vetted by party leaders.
I feel that the caucus system is holding back the Democratic Party in Utah. I think that when it comes down to it, we need to show the Republican Party that we can put our best and brightest up for election by the people in this state, and I think maybe that might get more people to vote.
Convention delegate Miriam Hyde is chair of the Democrats' Disability Caucus, which endorsed the caucus system.
As good as the idea of bringing in more people, I think it's more important that the average Democratic Joe Sixpack has the opportunity to run for an office. And running a primary and then maybe a campaign is just too expensive at this point. Average people can't do it.
Many Democrats argued by keeping the status quo, the party could make changes to the process at a later date. Some floated the idea of raising the vote threshold for candidates to avoid a primary, as Utah Republicans tried but ultimately failed to do at their statewide convention this year. Matt Lyon is the Democratic Party's executive director.
We're going to discuss those different plans and options with the State Central Committee, the Rules Committee, and anyone who wants to be interested and involved in it. And then we'll vote on different plans at the 2014 State Convention.
Nancy Bockley was on the fence about which system to support.
The thing that we need to do most as a party is to go out and reach out to the voters and activize the voting public. And I don't think it matters whether we have a primary system or a delegate choice system, that work still needs to be done.
Running unopposed, State Senator Jim DeBacchus reclaimed his seat as Utah Democratic Party chair on Saturday. He outlined a goal to register 40,000 new voters in Utah by November 2014.
That will change the roadmap. That will allow us to win. That will allow us, despite the Republicans' best attempts, it'll allow us to compete.
Party leaders say the Latino community represents a rich new source of Democratic voters, but they're also seeing growth among Mormon Democrats. The party's LDS caucus now claims about 3,000 voters. Dan Bomas contributed to this story. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
A new report shows Utah's children are not doing as well as they used to compared to the rest of the country. The annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book measuring child well-being has just been released, and Utah continues to slip in the national rankings. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The Kids Count report measures the economic well-being, education, and health of children across the country. Back in 2009, Utah ranked number 3 in the nation, but has been slipping every year since then. In the latest report, Utah was at number 14. Karen Crompton is president of Voices for Utah Children. She says Utah is not making the improvements that other states have made.
Utah has received a lot of national attention, being number one for business, number one for economic growth opportunities. But we aren't number one for our kids. I guess the rankings are something we haven't talked about a lot in the past because overall Utah kids are doing well. But when our ranking keeps slipping year to year, I think it says something about the fact that we're not doing enough for our kids.
Over the past few years, Utah's child poverty rate has worsened. There are more low birth weight babies, and there are more fourth graders who can't read. But Crompton says the situation is not so bad that it can't be improved.
There are two things that would be really important for kids and make significant improvements in their lives and life chances. One would be sure that we get all children health coverage. And the other piece would be being sure they get to school ready to learn. And for a lot of kids, that means having an opportunity to attend preschool.
Crompton says universal preschool across the state is not realistic, but targeted programs for low-income children could have a significant impact. As for health insurance, Utah ranks last in the country in terms of eligible young people enrolled in Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program. Crompton recommends the state actively encourage enrollment and expand Medicaid to cover more families. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Utah Attorney General John Swallow made a surprise appearance at a state GOP Central Committee meeting, reaffirming his belief that he will be exonerated of any wrongdoing. Swallow told the weekend gathering in Sandy that he feels really badly for the firestorm over the allegations, but he has done everything he can to minimize the impact of the investigations. The Deseret News says he asked Republicans for patience amid the investigation. And convicted fraudster Mark Jensen is asking a judge to disqualify the Attorney General's office from prosecuting him. Jensen is due in court for a hearing today on charges of fraud and money laundering. In his latest court filings, Jensen says then-Attorney General Mark Shurtleff and his successor John Swallow exploited his legal troubles years ago for vacations, spas, and cash payments through an associate. Also, the Salt Lake District Attorney and the Davis County Attorney have signed an agreement that offers immunity to Jensen for information about Utah Attorney General John Swallow and his predecessor Mark Shurtleff. Divers recover the body of one of two women missing since a boat crash Thursday on Lake Powell. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the Utah Highway Patrol dive team found the body of 29-year-old Valerie Bradshaw at the 340-foot level of the lake. A submersible robot was used to locate and recover her body. The search continues for another missing woman from the accident. An author has been banned from selling a book about her 50 years living in polygamy at a weekend market outside St. George. The Spectrum reports that Kristen Decker was selling copies of the book for a full year at the Tuacon Saturday market before organizers recently asked her to stop. They acted on complaints about graphic parts of her book, 50 Years in Polygamy, Big Secrets, and Little White Lies. And finally, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced changes in its missionary methods to encourage the use of the Internet in the mission field. The Deseret News reports Elder Elton Perry of the Church's Quorum of the 12 Apostles says Internet access and use of digital devices by missionaries will be introduced in phases over the next several months. The opening of local meeting houses to guided tours was also announced yesterday. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, June 24th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.